This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. At some point, you need to visit Surf City, a name, title really, inspired by Jan and Dean's version of Brian Wilson's Surf City, which was inspired by Orange County's Huntington Beach and surf culture. And it's now official. After skirmishes with Santa Cruz, that scrappy surf city up north, Huntington Beach landed the Surf City trademark. Surfing has been part of local culture since the early 20th century, when famed Hawaiian freestyle swimmer Duke Kahanamoku and his friend George Freeth surfed local beaches. Introducing the sport to California, albeit with massive and heavy wooden surfboards, the Duke continued on to three different Olympics, medaling five times. In traditional Hawaiian culture, surfing is a spiritual practice more than sport. But surfing didn't become a sport even in Huntington Beach until the 1960s, when Bruce Brown of nearby Dana Point was knighted the Fellini of Foam for Endless Summer, his classic surfing film. And Dick Dale, king of the surf guitar, rode the same wave to the top of the pop music charts with Mizzer Lou, a song rebooted in popular culture with Pulp Fiction, and much later by the Black Eyed Peas. Even Dale's sound was an Orange County phenom, since his guitar, a Fender Stratocaster, was made by Leo Fender of Fulton. Then came the Beach Boys, who translated surf culture for the world's imagination. Millions and millions of people do Huntington Beach every year, most just day tripping. Long gone are the scurfy surf rat bar scenes and seedy low-rent storefronts, replaced in the 1980s and 90s by a strategically redeveloped tourism district in crisp California Mediterranean style. As for the beach scene here, come early to stake out beach towel and volleyball territory. Main Beach starts in the north at Golden West, continues past the Huntington Beach Pier, a seaward extension of Main Street, and then meanders south to merge with 2 Mile Huntington State Beach. The pier area is Huntington's most famous and challenging surfing zone, but the State Beach is the stuff of surf culture movies. Waves come straight in from the south onto one of the widest expanses of sand you'll see this side of the Colorado desert. Bolsa Chica State Beach, north of Surf City, is better for beginners. Surfing lessons are offered by local surf shops and Corky Carroll's Surf School, the town's first. Mandatory for local surfing history is a visit to the International Surfing Museum at 411 Olive Avenue. Among the oldies but goodies collected inside are vintage surfboards, of course, including Batman's board from the original movie. To appreciate natural history, head north. Remnants of once vast coastal wetlands, spongy saltgrass marshes, support endangered migratory birds and other threatened wildlife. See for yourself at both Seal Beach National Wildlife Refuge at the Naval Weapons Station and at Bolsa Chica Ecological Reserve, just south. Until next time, when we visit Southern California's premier yacht harbor, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Support comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. More at sierranevada.com.